A Republican senator from southern Indiana has come out strongly against redistricting. WFYI's Ben Thorpe spoke with Senator Jean Lysing about her opposition. Lysing says her constituents are overwhelmingly opposed to redrawing Indiana's congressional maps to favor Republicans. But Lysing says she and other Republicans are facing pressure from D.C.-based advocacy organizations that are trying to get constituents to support the move.
The pressure that we're under, I would tell you that all of us that hadn't publicly made a statement have been getting pressure by way of negative texts to our constituents, negative phone calls to our constituents. So they're trying pretty hard to sway constituents to change their minds. But one of the reasons besides my constituents is the fact that I'm being asked to support a map that doesn't exist. We do not have a copy of the real map that they want to push forward. I don't ever vote for a bill, yes or no, on something that I don't know the main contents of that bill, okay? So why would I vote for a map to change congressional districts in Indiana when I haven't seen the map? And so I think that for all those reasons, I mean, the thing that probably really forced me to take a position was the fact that when I realized that kids with cell phones in my district, including my 14-year-old grandson, were getting negative messages about me, as well as his classmates. And I found that very offensive.
What kind of, I guess, like, I haven't seen any of these commercials or these text messages. What were these D.C.-based groups saying about you?
Well, they just say that, you know, I'm siding with people like Newsom from California and AOC from New York. That's pretty much the verbal message. But one of the other offensive things, the text, in one of the texts that's been used widely, they refer to me as a him. So I found that, to me, that meant that the people sending these didn't even know who they were sending them about or to. That's all very concerning.
Can I ask you, is there a way in which the negative messaging here might have actually pushed you further towards not supporting this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I was already negative because of the fact that clearly my constituents did not want this.
Can I ask you, you know, if this campaign from some of these D.C. groups, and I've spoken to them, if it does change your constituent minds, what does that do for your vote?
I'm a firm no. I don't waffle on things. I've never been a person that waffled ever. You know, if I make a decision, the decision is made. And you know, unfortunately, I've told the folks from Washington, you know, if they really wanted us to take a position 2 or 3 weeks ago, when this all really kind of really got going, they would have shown us a map.
What am I not asking you, Senator, that you might want to mention about everything that's happening?
Well, I think that Senator Bray has been very, very good to the senators in letting each of us make up our own mind based on our constituency. And I'm afraid that maybe some people may not think that. He has not been at all pushy in this process. He has basically said, I want each of you to make a decision for your, you know, for your constituency, what you really think. And I think for that, he deserves a lot of credit, because I can't imagine the pressure he is personally receiving from both the president and the governor.
Senator, thank you so much for giving me a call.
Thank you for taking it. Take care.